let me know if you need to clap or if you need to laugh at yourself or anything like that along that line. The three-part clap.
That's right.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay. Nice.
That better?
Yes, that was much better.
Okay,
that's
good.
Much better. You didn't even hit the mic on that one.
That's right. That was less clumsy.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. It's very good to see you, Mark.
Well, I thank you.
Your beer's looking lovely, as always.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's right about at the point where I almost just want it to be. You know, maybe you know how sometimes you get a haircut?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shucks, it's a little shorter than I want it to be. But you say, oh, 2 weeks will be good.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Or, oh, wow, they really took too much off.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at 5 months before it grows back. I didn't think it would be that short.
Yeah, well, you got it cut less.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm about to the point where I want to be.
So, yeah, it was interesting because to me, I wouldn't say it was that short. But.
Oh, in comparison, yeah.
In comparison. You. And also, I recognize previous Mark's face.
Yeah.
When you got that trim, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember what Mark's cheeks look like and kind of that lower. Yeah, I was like, I see that version of Mark again.
Yep.
And that's very interesting. Like, you're a different Mark now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the barber, when he did it, you know, because it's like, okay, I'm going to have this professionally done. I'm going to go to a guy.
Yeah.
So a guy would understand.
And
it's like, you know, so I trusted him. It's like, I'm not going back to that barber again. I don't trust him anymore. He says, I took the wolfie off for you. It's like, well, I kind of wanted a little wolfie.
Get him back. Exactly. Glue it back on. Exactly.
But it's good now. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations. I'm just going to turn you up a little.
Okay.
So you go right ahead.
Yeah, of course. You do whatever you need to do. That's
what comes out of my ears. That's why I did it wrong before.
Okay, that makes sense.
There, that sounds... Keep
is that
talking.
Better? Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Is Wolfie still there?
Is Wolfie still here?
Is it too loud now?
I'm going to turn this back up. Yeah, we're good. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You also were in a relaxed state.
I was. I mean, I thought
you could totally be relaxed.
Yeah, I thought my mic was still in the same spot, but
yeah.
I am relaxed. When I do how I see it, that's the beauty of this podcast.
That's right.
We don't take ourselves too seriously.
That's right.
In this process of how I see it. So
sometimes we laugh at ourselves, which, you know.
Yeah.
That's a callback to, I guess, last week's episode.
Sometimes we laugh at each other even, is even more fun.
That's right. Especially when you do something really dumb.
Yes.
Then we just, no, I'm just kidding.
I try.
I can't say I remember you doing something really dumb, Mark. So.
Well, not necessarily on mic, you know, and you're limited. You know, it's only audio. You can only make audio mistakes,
right, really.
Right. You know, you could make a lot of visual mistakes and nobody would ever even know it on the podcast.
I can't remember you doing that either. So,
well,
just saying.
Well, fair enough.
But I'm glad you're relaxed. That's the point.
Yeah.
And speaking of relaxed.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Fire away.
About this vision that you and Chris have. And... You know, before we get too deep, I definitely want to speak to, you know, you were sort of mentioning this is something you wouldn't want to speak on without Chris.
I gotcha.
There's this desire that it's a shared vision. So I'm going to just kind of put that out there and say to the listener, like, hey, just so you know, Mark would like, you know, Chris to be involved in this discussion, and we will.
Yeah.
We'll get her in here, and we'll continue have a part two about it. But
yeah, and I think at that point, at this moment, I am speaking for us to the best of my ability, in that process. Yeah. And granted, yeah.
This is the legal disclaimer.
Yes.
Red tape.
At that point, you know, we can have another discussion and, you know, yeah. Chris can definitely. Well,
it'd be even more fun. Yeah. It would be to, yeah. like for you to say some things wrong, not take ourselves too seriously, and then get Chris in here and go, well, here's how we really think about that.
Or this whatever. Is, that's not quite what I had in mind right. would be how right. that would discussion. Right. I didn't think about it quite like that. Yeah. So yeah, by all means, ask away.
Yeah.
It's all
so
good.
What is this project, this vision you guys have for this? I don't even know what to call it. So you tell me what to call okay. it, first of all.
That's okay. It's a vision.
It's a vision.
That's and like you said, that's I'm still developing yeah. the vision. Don't rush me.
It's okay. You're relaxed. You got your arms up. So.
But yeah, I'm going to pull them back down because I'm starting to lose blood flow. But it is a vision. And we have basically purchased property. You know, it's been a process. And, you know, those that know us will know, you know, we've been renovating an old farmhouse. And, yep. you know, there was some fields and acreage and, you know, and yeah, this is good. This is where the visual part comes in. Because once I start going there, you know, our audience may not necessarily see the tears, but, you know, they're yeah. kind of part of, it's part of that vision. Being able to recognize that, there is a desire for me. Early on, I just kind of had a desire for, you know, like a recreational property, a place to go. Because for me,
and for yourself,
no, for us yeah. as a family,
gotcha.
You know, having kids and, you know, and ultimately grandkids, you know, being able to have a place, you know, that you can kind of come and retreat. And I think, you know, we've probably talked about it before. I feel very passionately that, you know, our routine Sunday morning church isn't designed necessarily for men. Hmm. You know, I think, you know, the worship songs and granted, there would be some that, you know, I think when we're in the creation, I think we can experience God in a way that we can't when we're in the church building, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's always been kind of the way I was wired.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to, yeah, I think it's part of the wild at heart, if you will, John Eldredge yeah. stuff, to where I think Adam was created outside the garden. So there is this desire for, you know, a wildness or, you know, whereas Eve was created in the garden. And I think, you know, that therein lies specific differences between the male female dynamic. So that outside dynamic has always
so
appealed to me.
So women don't like to be outside.
That's not necessarily true.
I'm gonna be that the Chris you angel go, on your shoulder.
That's okay. That's okay. I would dare say women tend to be more comfortable in church, sure. as far as worshiping, singing worship songs, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. That may not necessarily be every guy's
right or
preference.
Every girl's
exactly
yeah, right like. It's not right. a universal rule.
No, I'm not just making kind of anything, you know, yeah, yeah. But it's just an observation yeah. on my part, you know, as I talk with people and that kind of thing. So that began that process but then it developed more into the ability to almost, if you will, create more of a homestead style life. And I, you know, and we've had part of, you know, Mary Beth and, you know, Mary Ellen and, you know, mm-hmm. there's been this journey for us in this process of being able to say, okay, let's get back a little more to more of a localized type food, you know, chain because it, you know, granted right now fuel and everything is, you know, fairly inexpensive. You know, to where we ship things from here to there. But, you know, in the process of things, it's unnatural at times to have certain things all year round that weren't canned or prepared. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's basically being shipped here, even eggs, mm-hmm. you know, in that process. Chickens don't necessarily lay eggs at the same rate all year round. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. But, you know, so we take a chicken and we put it in a, you know, a factory, if you will, a chicken factory, mm-hmm. and we, you know, give them 16 plus hours of light a day, you know, every day and go till they can't lay eggs anymore. And then, you know, that, so it's just,
Then they go to the Tyson factory.
Along that line. But yeah, just being more aware of where our food comes from, being able to kind of come back to, and even very much like you were sharing that on the planting things, you know, that desire to be able to kind of come back in some ways. Not that everybody has to do it all for themselves. That's the part that I'll wrestle with. But out of that, as a marriage and family therapist, that it came this ability to kind of have this homestead, but yet still be able to bring other people in, all to provide an environment for families and couples and marriages, couples and families to be able to kind of step away, not necessarily in a way that says, you know, this is the way you do it, because that's not my desire, but to be able to have a place to be able to step aside and just see that there are other options out there, and to find the ability to have a place where I can come and rest, and, you know, and hopefully our desire would be long-term to be, you know, like a marriage retreat, family retreat opportunity. You know, that's our long-term goal. Yeah. Is to be able to do that. And that out of that has become, you know, kind of the vision of what we call, what Chris and I currently call Sparrow's Rest.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's.
So this is the nonprofit you can send your donations to. Eventually. I think it'll be a thing, right?
We are in the process of being able to work towards setting up those kind of dynamics.
So essentially, you know, Mark and Chris both, they have these unique passions. As he described, homesteading is one of those. And that if you're not familiar with homesteading, so what's interesting is we could zero in on homesteading. And that could be our podcast. And sure. We'd probably be more successful. Like, there's a pretty unique and specific niche there that that serves a lot of people that are very interested in that. I didn't really know that